Tell me when the button gets done.
Well, we're actually already live, but I messed up. So that's a good start, right?
Okay. Hey. Good.
Yeah, this is what happens if you don't have an intro song yet. You get that kind of stuff suggested. Here we go. Yeah, okay, that's enough of that.
There's never enough of that.
Okay, if you say so, I guess.
I think there's always enough of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just like that's... a pony soundboard, I guess. So, yeah, welcome to our Ponyville FM radio talk show. Did have a few suggestions. I'll get to that for a new name in a bit. Yeah, we're just going to start off by saying hello, everyone. I'm Kaidera,
and
with me today are the people who are...
Normally, I'm here. I've been here. Kill screen. Hey!
Yeah, you were.
I'm outnumbered here. I think I'm the only American today. So. Oh, no.
All right, so next to that is...
Is that me?
Yeah,
you.
Sure. Doesn't matter, really.
Well, I mean, I'm DJ Crew. You've heard me last week if you tuned in. I'm just quite a quiet guy who doesn't say much. And
wait, you were
again,
in the call?
That's just me.
That's why we like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then one more person, of course.
Yes, we have our guest today, if you will.
Hey. I'm DJ Hedberg, and I'm here, and I do stuff.
Good. No, we like those kind of people that
yes,
do stuff. Exactly. So, yeah, right from the get-go, like I said, this is the Ponyville FM talk show, radio talk show. We don't really have a name yet, although someone on Reddit, on MLP Tunes, did suggest something. So we got Brony Sound Insanity and Brony Music Chaos. Kind of cliche, but then I realized you can shorten Brony Sound Insanity to BS Insanity. And I kind of like that one.
I like that.
Okay, what?
Just the BS Insanity.
Nice. So, yeah, that's one thing, right? And we're just going to jump right into the show. I don't think we'll stick with that name because we are PG after all. And yeah, what we're going to do now is a segment that I like to call Kaidera F'd Up. So what I'm going to do here, basically, is tell you guys what I said wrong last time. So last time, we were on last week, and I said that Prince Whatever actually did a song, and we were kind of praising it. Turns out that was only the instrumentals of Prince Whatever, and the person who actually made it is, and please tell me how to pronounce his name, because I'm really bad at this. Vakelav.
Vakslav? I think it's Vakslav. Anyway,
Vakslav.
Guy was awesome. Yeah, he messaged us, said, hey, I'm really glad you brought up my song, but...
Yeah, I'm really happy with that, actually. People are actually PMing us and going, oh, yeah, hey, I listened to your thing, and I noticed my song in there. And then we didn't really credit him at all. So, obviously, that's a bit of an issue when that happens. So, with that, we want to personally apologize. And I'll also say that at PonyCon Australia, he will be at the Dark Concert, as far as I know. And it will be on the 21st. The convention itself starts at the 20th of February. And if you want to know more about that, just go to ponycon.com/AU, so Australia. He will do a live performance. So if you did like his little song that we played last week, definitely check him out.
Yeah, he did the like punk rock cover of Awesome As I Want to Be.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention that. Might be a bit important.
I'm in the chat now. I'm going to go ahead and just paste his name. That way people get it right. In case we mispronounced it, you can look it up. So there it is. Oops. Vaslav. Vaxlav. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're racist.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's so I do have, let's see. He did remaster a new song. He just added. So Not Nice, as I believe. Let's see if I can find it.
Oh, the preparation.
the preparation.
So amazing. So next week on Kaidera F'd Up.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be every week. I also forgot the... I think I also said like, oh yeah, we got this different section where people will be doing pony vocals in their songs. But then I realized that new Archie song actually does have a pony vocal in it, but you need to really pay attention to catch it.
I know. I've been listening to it this week and where it's put him up.
Yeah, exactly. It's the put him up thing where Rainbow Dash has that. And it's in there. So if you didn't hear it, now you know.
Yep.
I didn't hear it, if it means
anything. Yeah, listen to Main Street. You can hear it when it's like, it's just a little cut, and it's just like, put them up, and it's Rainbow Dash. But so props to Archie for still sampling some MLP stuff.
Yeah, just sneaking it in there. Those are my favorite ones as well. Yeah. I could just put it on anywhere. Yeah, we're just going to put on one of his remastered songs, like I said, Play Not Nice, and just... yeah, just a short little minute because we do need to keep the pace off, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's love. That's what I'm going to say until we're full different. The runner mentioned it would be a hot one. He never said he wasn't talking about the sun. And he never said she'd be so cold. She was 3 years old.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I'm a big sucker for, three power chords and kick snare. Like, I grew up on, like, Blink-182 and Newfound Glory and those guys, so I like what he's doing. It's very rare to find fandom alternative rock that I really enjoy, so keep doing what you're doing, Václav.
So I actually also like that he went back and remastered it, so this song mm-hmm. was already out for a while, so, yeah, it's a good remaster, because if you listen to his older track, it does sound a bit more muffled and all that. So he's making progress, that's for sure. So, next up is, let's see, we got some new songs. Like, that's what the show is all about, right? We play some new songs over the radio, and you guys can enjoy it. Yeah, so what I got here is Pony Firestorm. And... oh, sorry, Pony Firestone. See, this is where Kaidera F'd Up keeps coming.
next, you know, we're just going to have an entire hour show called Kaidera F'd Up.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to happen. Yeah, preventing is better than solving, they say. Yeah, we got a remix of Aftermath's Pull Me Through by Pony Firestone. So we're just going to put that on, and we'll say what we think about it. Here we go. Secret. So what did you guys think?
Well, it's a bit of a tune.
Yeah, you know, it's not poorly done, but kind of you know.
Okay.
I'm not going to rant.
You're not going to rant? Yeah. No, you should, honestly. I think it's more of my style, so I guess that's why I do like it a bit. Just that swing where I start to bob my head, so.
yeah, it's definitely, it goes under, would not put on my iPod, but would not turn the radio to another station.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad. So. No offense, Firestone. I do love Firestone's stuff. Like, I'm a fan of his, and I really like the stuff he puts out. I remember at Midwest Brony Fest last year, I spun his "Let the Rainbow Remind You" remix a week after it came out, and I really liked it. So yeah, I am a fan of his stuff, but that was kind of
Yeah. Okay. So seriously, someone's keeping track of how many times I effed up in the chat room.
Okay.
Well, it's I'll miss a few, I'm pretty sure, when I listen back to it. Like you said, you're not gonna give too much of a thing of it. It's definitely something I enjoy a bit more, I guess, but I think I would personally put the original on more faster, but I like the original, so maybe that's the reason.
That would probably explain it.
Yeah. So let's see. What else do we have? We have Your Enigma. That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
Been a little bit quiet from there.
Never heard of actually.
It's he's probably been busy with stuff, I guess. This one's called City 17, making it good. It's a bootleg. So that's, I think, a first of Your Enigma, a bootleg.
I also think City 17 is such a great name, I'm a huge Half-Life fan, so I always think City 17. Yeah,
I've been watching a bunch of videos regarding that today. With what was that called? That people just basically it's Portal with Gordon Freeman and a real life action thing. If you Google that, you'll find it. But it's really good. So that's it. It's Your Enigma. So what do you think? It's gonna be electro swing or is it gonna be dance?
I'm going to give it dance, I think.
I think it sounds dance. With being a City 17 bootleg, yeah.
Sounds like a bit of a sort of depressing-y dance.
So, interestingly enough, it's reading out as 172 BPM.
Ooh,
I think that needs to be cut in half, but whatever.
That sounds like...
I want to hear it now. Hit play!
Hit play, here we go. So
I dug it. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Yeah, it's well, okay. It's definitely like 86 BPM, but whatever.
being
silly.
All, so, all of my like Serato reads all of my drum and bass as 87 BPM, not 175 or whatever. So I never know.
So I really liked it. It's very your Enigma, where his stuff is just really well mastered. Bit of a slow build up.
Indeed.
Excuse me. So, I guess you do want to actually, you have to wait a bit for it to start off, but here's a fun subject. What do you think is a bootleg and what is a remix? Because the industrial terminology is a lot different than what most people say.
For me, like, I'm pretty sure I have this right. Like, a remix is when you actually have either the stems or the permissions from the original artist to remake the song. That would be a remix. A bootleg is more like when you take the existing track and you edit it into something that is your own, and that's more of a bootleg. An edit, though, is, I think, more like a mashup, I would say, where, like, if you're taking different songs and you're mashing them up and then adding sort of your own thing, but that's more of an edit. That's what I would say. Simon's our like, in-house producer. What would you say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
it's a thin line.
It's a complicated area, you know, because everyone says different.
It's kind of like saying, is MLP a show for boys or girls at this point?
Oh my god!
For girls, go home.
Someone
in chat is probably mad.
Is he?
Yeah.
Someone in chat is probably mad because I said that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that was me again. Yeah, saying the wrong BPM. So that's right. That's another point.
another kind of effed up.
Yeah, there we go.
I'd say a bootleg is when you actually rip parts from the actual song. That's how I see it.
Yeah,
the way I've always seen it is like a remix is like just a standard edit of a song, but a bootleg is like a song that you don't ever intend to release. So like. You just put it up on SoundCloud like it's a work in progress or something like that.
Yeah, that actually does make kind of sense. I always go to a certain website where they're basically all they have are bootlegs, and it's often just mashing up certain songs, and that's about it. So it's a thin line. It really is. We're not going to discuss that. Which one the real reason is, I guess. So what I have now is the next part. Which is what I like to call "Choose Your Destiny," or actually, hang on.
Choose your destiny.
That was awesome.
Basically, what we're gonna do here is once again, you guys get to pick, and I guess the chat room as well. Which of the three genres are we going to play next? It's gonna be one. The other ones are left in the dark. But you guys mostly here in the Skype chat will decide. What we're gonna do here is I've got a metal song, Sphere of Ability, Stop the Bats, a country song by Ponyphonic Applejack, and a rock song by Claire and Care Generosity, which is from his album.
Is the metal song the one that was posted on MLP Tunes the other day?
Yeah, pretty much everything is.
The guy with the 8-string guitar. Because that blew me away.
That is that one, I think.
Man, I've had that on repeat. I love that song.
Yeah, see, this is also why I normally don't pick, because I already know the songs. And a lot of people have been going kind of gaga over the country one, which is a really good country song, but I don't like country. So, once again, this is also why I never make top 10 music.
As far as country goes, like when you add a fiddle and a banjo, I am sold. I love it. But
that's a good point. Yeah, I don't.
I just don't care for it. So
that's a good point. Yeah, I actually have that as well. So what do we have in the chat room popping up? Let's see.
Please say heavy metal. Because it's good, guys. It is really, really good. Like, this guy just...
There's one guy going no metal, so he's just purely voting against it.
This guy, he does, like, tremolos and arpeggios.
I'm not gonna lie, I like it as well a lot. The rock one is basically...
All three, I love Sniper Fox. He's awesome. He's a good fan of mine. But all three, neither of these are EDM, so...
Yeah, that's the point of this, is that we don't do an EDM part and we get to pick what other thing we'd like.
I'm gonna pull seniority here. So we just got
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna go metal as well because Sleepy's gonna kill us because if we lose like 5 listeners because of it, he's gonna freak out.
It's so good. It reminds me of like really heavy dubstep. I promise you guys will love it.
I don't metal much, but I think I'll go for metal as well.
Yeah, it's good. It's sorry, not the best.
Well, I'm a metalhead, so why not?
There we go. Sniper Fox, we still love you, but we're going to play the metal.
Yeah, I'll just need to find it. I believe it's the one with the guitar, though, that you said, so let's find out. I'll ease it in for you guys.
Yeah.
Yes!
That's up.
Yeah, that's a bit enough for now.
Yeah, but oh man, I love it. Like, I don't know. Like,
With these kind of songs, I feel like you do need to watch it live. Also, I'm noticing my connected going a bit up and down. Is the stream just fine?
Yeah, it shows it's still connected.
Okay, no, just making sure.
Yeah. But yeah, like that cover, I really like. There's something about just like palm muted. Heavy guitar riffs and just that da 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 dee, like I love that stuff it's great.
Yeah, but I personally feel like it was too many cliches. It felt like a bunch of random metal riffs just put together.
Yeah, but I mean, like, of course it is, and maybe that's why I like it because I love EDM, which is nothing but cliches.
Yeah, that's true. I guess the point is that it's all over the place, isn't it? Yeah,
it does work.
No, go ahead.
It may be just sort of a mashup of pretty standard guitar riffs, but it still works.
Yeah, it worked really well.
Yeah, again, I think you do need to see it a bit live.
If it's
that video, though, because I think this one just had a picture of Applejack with a guitar in her basket. But hey, that may be fun.
Yeah, if I was at a convention and I saw somebody bust that out, I'd probably lose my mind. I'd be like, this is amazing. So there's that. But yeah, it was really good. I like it a lot.
All right, so next up we actually do have another song, and we're getting there because just for the people listening, we do have a few exclusive things coming up. So keep on ahead to that, which are from the people who are actually in this call. So, first off, we're just going to listen to a different song that I found I kind of like it because, well, basically I have two versions, and I'll switch the song over to the second version, the remix, halfway. And it's called Scrunch Off by Haiti, and Risen has made a remix. Here's the interesting part. I don't know if this is like the weird thing that happened. I noticed that the remix got uploaded on the exact same day as the normal one. I'm so confused by that.
Yeah, well, that recently happened with a song that a group I'm in that we just uploaded, and then Changeling uploaded a remix the same day. And it was really funny.
Okay, so it does happen. I'm not going insane.
Yeah, no, it's not just you. Yeah, we do it. So it happens.
So, yeah, for those who don't know, Scrunch Off is a little flash animation, and a Mr. Ponyator, I believe, did it. I'm not 100% sure. Once again, correct me in chat if you do know it. That's it. It's a. It's not really a remix of the song, obviously. It's just a word that Lyra says to Bonbon, and yeah, and there's a scrunch off. So obviously, the song is meant to be a bit of a build up towards that. And then the remix does. Okay, it's a bit less well mastered to my liking, but it has a hook that I like. So in that regard, I'm just gonna put it on, and you guys can tell me what you think afterwards.
That was awesome.
That was
pretty nice.
Yeah, I really like that. That was just.
I have lots of time for that song.
Yeah, that was definitely a like I could get in a fight to that song. Just like
it's drum and bass, you know what you're gonna do.
Yeah, just like that was just so like if I was at a bar and somebody tried to start trouble with me, I'd just put that on and be like, "All right, let's go."
Yeah, so the first part you heard was actually the original, and then after that I mixed the remix in a bit. I don't know if it actually went well because I couldn't hear it as well. But anyway, second one, I guess I like a bit less because, like I said, the bit mastery is a bit to compare to the normal one. And I think the normal one is just overall more drum and bassy while the remix is, I don't know. I just like them both, I guess. I don't think could pick. So yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, I liked it. I would put on my iPod.
10 out of 10 would listen again.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 9 out of 10. It's okay, IGN.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, definitely something I'll... I don't know. It's probably hard for us to actually put it on the radio. That's why we kind of do this show, because drum and bass just kind of pops out just like metal at that point. And then, not everyone really wants to have that always. Well,
definitely we should add that to Drop Zone.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, yeah, we do have a moment.
Drop Zone is like the hour. I think we have two slots a week where we just play an hour of just really heavy stuff. And I really want that added to it. So make a note, Kader.
Yeah. Speaking of notes, we completely forgot to say this. If you don't like us talking like this, we do have a Ponyville FM 2 stream where it's just music. So this also counts if there's a DJ live or anything. You can just switch to that if you like. That said, let's see. We got one more, and then we got something from some other dude. I don't know.
Some guy.
Yeah, so we got NL featuring Giggly Maria. Sure, okay. And the song is called Dive. So here's the interesting part about this song, right? It's $1 on Bandcamp, and once again, it gets a plus point for me for having vocals, so then it kind of shoots up a bit already. Normal EDM is fun and all, but I like vocals in them. It's $1, but he also, on his YouTube, he has a remix pack, so you can just download the voice packs separately and mix it in anything, and that kind of thing is a godsend for a DJ, honestly. I like stuff like that. Yeah, I've already been playing around with it, trying to mix it in some other songs and just normal EDM and then add that voice in it. It's really good. And also, if you are a really cheap person, you can actually download the entire remix pack and manually construct it if you would want to. So if you want to save a dollar, I guess you could do it.
If you don't think your time is worth more than a dollar.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically the gist of it, yeah. So I'm just going to put that on and you guys can take a listen. I personally really like it, and we'll see how or what. I do not worry, I'm never in a hurry. The path so far is just fine, I'll take it or risk it. The time that you spend wrapped up with decisions is hindered more than aided. I'll free you, free you. you have it.
I really like that.
I like it as well.
I feel like I could drop that in a club and it would be all right.
Yeah, I think we're getting really spoiled in our fandom, to be honest. it's really bad that we actually have the capability of judging songs like this in a fandom. Can you imagine this with Adventure Time? There's no other fandom that does this. It's just insane if you think about it. And we're yeah, this is actually pretty good. We'd play that in the club. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, no, I remember one of the first house parties I did like a while ago, like 2012 or something. Whenever Silverhound released Every Pony Bangin', and I would drop that at house parties, and people would go nuts, and they had no idea it was, you know, they would just get a kick out of enough chit chat. Time is candy, and they'd all just kind of laugh and not know what it was from, and but it still banged out, and people liked it.
Yeah, I actually have the same thing as well, where I showed Archie to a friend of mine who was also just a club DJ, and was like, oh yeah, this dude's pretty good. And I was like really in the time that Archie was not known yet, or at least a bit all over the place, I guess. And yeah, that got really fun at one point, where he's like, yeah, I'll play that. And he needed likes on his Facebook, I remember. And he said like, hey, dude, can you like ask your pony friends or something like to like my stuff so I can actually DJ at that bar? It's like, I'll play some of your pony tracks.
One of the first promo mixes I made to send out to clubs and bars had some pony in it. Now, obviously, nothing that was, you could tell it was from my little pony, but just like good stuff with fun like chops and clips from the show that nobody would really know.
It's hard, right? Because there was actually also a fun social experiment on Reddit, where a guy actually did exactly this, where he would just put on the normal MLP songs and see if people would actually recognize it. And that was actually kind of funny, where he just goes like, subject one is actually noticing a bit of pony references, and now he doesn't like the song anymore. Just right at that moment that they know it's pony related, it just flies out the window. And that's this fandom in a nutshell, isn't it? And you kind of worry about, like, every time I hear a pony's sample come up and I like the song, like Jump Up from Taps, I like that song as a banger but it's tricky.
Well, I mean, who was it? The name escapes me, but he's a UKF artist and he did the Louder sample. What is it, like the oh boy, you like EDM bangers? Like EDM is where it's at, man. That song. Time to Party. The name of the song is Time to Party. And
Time to
the
Party.
Artist...
Okay, yeah. Those are one of those secret things. Yeah. There's another one actually with Bab Seeds that has a lot of vocal chops, and I'm not sure which one it's called. But that's also like one of those mainstream songs, and you see the backdrop is just a concert going on, a color concert, and they just throw like powder around and partying, and it's having this Bab Seeds remix going. It's really funny. I'll have to look that up actually. I'll do that actually during the next song, so I'll come back to that. You guys have another song. Which is, this one's from you guys, if I'm not mistaken, from our little Skype call. We got Deadmau5. There's a Deadmau5 competition,
tell us
right?
About this. I want to hear. Yeah, talk to us about your Some Chords remix, because I love what you guys do.
We basically heard it and decided, let's make some moomba out of it and just messed around for a few hours, and bam. It was in a decent shape, of course. It took a longer time, but there isn't much to say about it, really. It's a song.
It's a song.
All right, let's listen to it, and then we'll have...
It's still a bit of the same progression, or did you guys like add drops or stuff like that?
We changed some stuff.
Yeah, okay.
It still has the same feel of the original song.
Yeah, I already heard it. I really like it, so I'm just going to put that on, and you guys can listen and... tell me what you think in the chat room. Should we actually say the name? Because that's by a group of people, right? Where you work with.
Yeah. We are called Southpaws. We are an electronic trio. We make various genres. You can find us.
Yeah.
You can find us on SoundCloud and shit. I can post the links in the chat.
Yeah, good. Just to throw it in the chat and all that.
Oh, I love this Moomba.
Yeah, Moomba's good. people have been begging me for Moomba, so good to have more. That's a good song. I like that.
Very.
That sounded very productive.
much props, yeah. Like, something I've always noticed is that if you ever need production tips, like, Simon's a good place to go. I would say, underrated achievement of the year. Like, good stuff. I love it.
It has five votes, right, on Beatport at the moment. So is that like an event to create like remixes of that, or just coincidental?
Yep.
Okay. What do you win?
You win a release on Mousetrap and some modular synthesized stuff.
So, you actually get on his album, I guess.
Maybe our listeners should head over there and vote for you.
That would be wonderful.
The link is
in the chat. I will repost it again. Bam.
Yeah, I'll actually leave that in the show notes as well, so don't worry.
I'm really thinking this put me in the mood to spin some Moomba, and I have a set this evening. So, Simon, send me that. I want to drop it.
I will.
I'm going to play it tonight.
Yeah, it's really good because, like I said, I need more Moomba. A lot of people always come to me like, oh, you had a bunch of Moomba. But that was just because I had this one little thing I found somewhere. And ever since, people really are loving Moomba. So, at the moment.
It's one of those genres that got big for a minute, and then everybody was like, it's dead. Nobody listens to it anymore. And then Dylan Francis was like, I'm still here, guys. And then it got kind of big again. I love it. I really, really.
I blame Major Lazer, I guess.
Yeah, just that 110, 115 electro house feel. Like, it's just it's such a solid genre. I like it a lot. It's really. I was at a club in Washington D.C. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool club. It was three floors. The top floor had a live jazz band, and then on the first two floors there were like six different DJs in all these different rooms. And it was like every room you went in, it was just the same tech deep house stuff, which is fun and I like it. But I felt so bad because there was this guy and he started spinning Moomba, and I'm sitting on this couch just like having a drink, and I hear him and I'm like, okay, I'm getting up. I'm going to go dance because this guy's awesome. And it broke my heart because after like 10 minutes, the room kind of cleared and I was just like, God, all you plebs, you don't even know.
Yeah, you guys can't twerk for anything.
Like, yeah, you freaking drunk American club goers that just want to listen to house music, like, you don't even get it. Like, all I want to hear is Gecko on repeat. And, like, I was loving it. Like, yeah, I went up and I threw the DJ like $20 and I was like, good job, man. Like, here's your tip. Thanks for playing Samumba.
Oh, that's nice, really.
So, yeah, I love it.
You know, all the people leaving from the club and just one guy going, you know what? I don't care what they think. I thought it was awesome. That does a lot for a DJ, honestly.
Indeed, yeah.
Because most DJs, they do play what people want to hear, but often diving out of that and getting better, just more listeners that like that genre, that's a hard part, I guess. Anyway, sorry, I can't really find the Bab Seed songs at the moment, which one it was. I'll probably leave a link in the show note or something. In that regard, let's see, what else do we have? Oh, right, we got two more songs. We're actually three, actually. We'll play this one from Tabs, who made a remix of a Pony song. So have we had actually a Pony song? Yeah, just now, the metal one, I guess. So that's a thing.
Yeah.
And Tabs. So what's your opinion on Tabs before I put it on?
Just because, for honesty's sake,
yeah,
I love Taps and I like what he puts out, and he also definitely seems like a guy I would kick it with and we would get along. However, I'm just surprised that he has lasted this long charging money for MLP sampled songs.
And that's good point. I actually wanted to bring that up. I'm surprised you said that.
Yeah. He's running on the knife's edge because any minute now I feel like he's going to get C&D'd, and I don't want him to. I'm afraid he's going to stop making tunes, because a lot of artists it's happened to, and then they say, okay, well, here it is for free, no big deal.
I don't need his samples in it though. That's the key, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, Jump Up is nice and all that, the little thing in there, but I could do without it. It's not a necessity, I guess.
It's
a good thing that you bring that up, because I was actually thinking of talking about that, where I said that one album was $1, like I said. What do you think is a good, it's really dependent, isn't it? Amount that people should charge. And like you said, if it has pony vocals is one thing, like chopped in up. But actual song remixes, I do feel like Daniel Ingram should get a bit more out of his...
Absolutely. Send the guy a royalty check because he deserves it. It's his work.
Yeah, just to see if... exactly.
So, I'm not hating on Tabs because, like I said...
It's not cool just guy. Him. It's a lot
I
of
think,
people.
Yeah, I would love to kick it with him. We would get along. We'd have a good time partying. But, like, you know, maybe just... Yeah, whatever. It'll happen. It will happen.
I remember also like one person on our Skype said like, okay, I made a new album. It had 10 songs and it was €7, and that's a bit beyond my limit to my liking. Also, this week there was one from the rock song that we were talking about that is actually an entire album, and he basically remixes all the Pony songs into rock and metal. But the album is about $5. It's a lot of songs though, but I just bought one and I was like, you know what? I like that one the most. So I guess that's my limit personally, where I go, okay, you know what? 3 to 4 for an album I like. Anything above that is too expensive. It's also dependent on Beatport and iTunes, of course, because those take a percentage off. But Bandcamp related, try to keep it cheap, I suggest. That's what
for
say.
Sure.
So, this one is actually, this one is also $1, isn't it?
From yes, Battle. It is.
Yeah. So, we're just going to put it on. It is a good song, so it's definitely worth it. Here we go. Why don't we see who is better? We don't have to be one in the same thing. Oh, what's so wrong with a little competition? Are you afraid of failing the audition? So that's about all.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Like, it's definitely got that. Like it's good. Yeah, it's good. Like electro house feel without being too big room.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, that's a good way to put it. That's what I like.
Yeah, it's definitely good. And yeah, like I said, I love Taps. I really do. I like everything he puts out. His Make-A-Wish remix was awesome. Very ghetto trappy. I liked it. So very good.
Yeah.
He does the best trap.
He does the best. Well, he does the second best, but you know. But we'll save that for the end because okay. I'm biased.
God! I just realized what you meant.
Yeah. That and the very last song we'll play. But I'm biased towards the last two songs.
Yeah, no, the last two we're probably gonna play because we're hitting our end time. So we're just gonna do our little plugs, I guess. So it was also something like you said, like play the other song halfway into the other one, but I'll see that when I get there, I guess. I have not heard the song yet, so.
Oh my god, yeah. I'll let everybody know what it's about, because it's got a little story behind it. So.
Yeah, I guess, man, if I read that title, I can already. Anyway, do we have any plugs that you guys would like to bring?
You guys can always, I'm Killscreen. You can follow me on Twitter at Ludi Von Beats, LudiVanBeats, Ludi Von Beats. I just say that because, you know, like follow, subscribe. I need attention and, you can give it to me. Midwest Party Fest. You guys should totally check that out. Go to our website, mwbfkc.net, pre-register, and come see me. I'll be there along with a bunch of other Ponyville FM people. So that'll be fun. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, that sounds good. So let's see. I am myself the host of today, I guess, and I'm Kaidera. I'm a bit inactive, semi on Twitter. I do tweet out some things, and if you tweet me, I will notice it. So don't worry about that, though. You can probably find me the most on MLP Tunes and, of course, on Ponyville of M, where I am actually having to moderate all the songs. So this works out for me really well, considering I need to go through the songs anyway. Yeah, next to that, I don't really have anything else to add to that.
Crew, Simon.
I guess that puts it onto me. I'm DJ Crew. You can follow me at DJ Crew, that's CIU96 on Twitter. I don't really post much, but if you want to talk to me, that's probably the best way to get to me. And that's me.
I'm Simon. Follow me at Simon Hedberg FU.
I love that. Simon, every time I have to tag you on Twitter, Simon Hedberg, F you. Well, that'd be F you too, buddy. I love it.
Yeah, that's so good. One way. We're gonna close it out with two more songs. One is a bit of a joke song. So, should I put the joke song on last or first?
Okay, play if you want to call it a joke song. Basically, I put out an album in high school, so many moons ago. But it was basically me, a friend of mine, an acoustic guitar, and a Casio keyboard. And we would play little drum loops and stuff on the Casio keyboard. And one inebriated evening, I came up with this song called Microwave Oven. and the original was just the Nutcracker song from the musical and ballet performance of the Nutcracker, and it was just me yelling out random things into a microphone, and I found the CD years later, and I sent it to Simon. I went, Simon, you remix this song, and he made a killer big room remix, which I drop all the time in my sets, and then I was like, I need a trap remix, which is what we're going to play today. So it's definitely trapped up with all of the beautiful air horns and half break beat.
No, it's a completely serious song, I'm sure.
it's really good. You guys will love it. I think you'll laugh at it.
Completely serious. I worked for an entire 30 minutes.
this is what blows me away about Simon and his ability to produce is that I sent this to him, and I'm like, oh, remix this song, and not an hour later, he's like, here it is. And I'm like, well, I really like this. Like, this is pretty legit. And that he can come up with this kind of stuff in like an hour, it blows me away. So good game, Simon. Like, hella good producer. So yeah, go ahead and play it. And
okay, so yeah, I'd like to bid everyone farewell then. And I hope you guys will join us next time, obviously. it's been fun having you all.
We have one more song after this.
Oh, yeah, actually. I totally forgot about that.
Don't say goodbye yet.
There's this one, but there's also one from the Booty Mark Crusaders that we're playing.
I'm part of that.
So. Yeah, so exactly. There we go. So, yeah, because that's, I think, your first upload on that channel, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we have other songs that are technically part of the Booty Mark Crusaders, but yeah.
Yeah, but this is the first official.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so enjoy, guys. I'm not going to hold you up, otherwise we'll be here all day, I guess.
Yeah, so microwave oven.
Make this kind of stuff.
Booty Mark Crusaders, Hearts. I'm going to link our live performance from Nightmare Night Dallas in the chat, because we had a lot of fun with this.
Trust is just never enough. We're kind of short, but so high. We don't get defeated. Stop comment on Reddit. I remember what's going. What did I watch? As strong as horses, we've got hearts. As strong as horses, we've got hearts. As strong as horses, we've got hearts. As strong as horses, we've got hearts.
Now then.